Angel moms remember their children on Mother's Day, the hurt and pain will never go away. By John Binder on May 12, 2019. Angel moms who lost their children to illegal alien crime are being honored on Mother's Day and remembering their loved ones who made them mothers. On this Mother's Day, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, is honoring the angel moms whose children are no longer with them because of illegal immigration. Likewise, angel moms are posting their memories with their lost children. Angel mom Marianne Mendoza's son, 32-year-old police officer Brandon Mendoza, was killed by a drunk illegal alien who was driving the wrong way down a highway in Mesa, Arizona, on this day in 2014. Online, Marianne posted Brandon's last Facebook post before he was killed. "The hurt and pain will never go away, but with God as my witness, I will be his voice until the day I die," Marianne wrote on Twitter. Angel mom Sabine Durden lost her 30-year-old son Dominic Durden in 2012 when an illegal alien driver crashed into him. On Mother's Day, Durden posted photos of herself and Dominic, writing that he was the reason she gets to celebrate the day. "The one and only reason I get to celebrate Mother's Day and the reason I fight against illegal immigration and the unwillingness of politicians on both sides, who could prevent these tragedies," Durden said. This month, angel mom Michelle Root honored her daughter Sarah Root on what would have been her 25th birthday. In 2016, Sarah was killed at the age of 21 by an illegal alien who was street racing when he hit and killed her. The illegal alien has never been brought to justice. Michelle posted a video of Sarah online. "Happy 25th birthday, baby girl," Michelle wrote. "I wish you were here to celebrate your special day. Mama will continue to celebrate and honor you no matter how hard it is because you deserve that. I can't believe this is our fourth birthday without you. I miss and love you so much." For angel mom Wendy Corcoran, this is her first Mother's Day without her 22-year-old son Pierce Corcoran. Days before New Year's Eve last year, Pierce was killed in a car crash by a 44-year-old illegal alien. Pierce's friends, Wendy wrote on Facebook, took her out to dinner for Mother's Day. "Beyond blessed. Pierce's friends, my adopted children, treated me to Mother's Day dinner. I love these young men and women," Wendy wrote. "Pierce is smiling because of your love and kindness shown to me." Angel mom Kathy Hall posted a heartfelt tribute to her daughter, Haley King, who was killed in a hit-and-run crash by an illegal alien in November 2016. "Last year, the illegal alien received less than 20 years for the death of Haley. This is my reality and heartbreak for my child and grandchild," Kathy wrote. "Fix our judicial system and build a wall, please." Angel mom Vicky Lyon lost her daughter Nikki Lyon in 2001 when an illegal alien hit and killed her. That illegal alien has yet to be brought to justice for Nikki's death. For Mother's Day, Vicky posted a memory of Nikki and herself celebrating Mother's Day in Disney World in 1989. "Nikki and I at Disney, Mother's Day 1989," Vicky wrote. Vicky told Fair that her Mother's Days are marked with loneliness every year because of the loss of Nikki. "Every Mother's Day was made special for me by my daughter Nikki," Vicky said. "We spent a wonderful fun day at Disney World. Nikki was 13. It's been 17 lonely Mother's Days without her. I miss and love Nikki every second of every day." This picture is from Nikki's scrapbook. Based on federal data, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, says about 2,000 Americans are killed every year by illegal aliens. Last year, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents arrested more than 1,600 illegal aliens who were convicted of homicide. ICE agents arrested more than 6,600 illegal aliens who were convicted sex offenders. Most recently, an 11-year-old girl lost her parents and 10-year-old sister when they were killed while sleeping in their beds after an illegal alien was allegedly drunk driving and crashed into the family's home. The illegal alien had already been deported and was released on bond. Today, he is in ICE custody. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.